Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
It was one of the most freeing things in my recovery, you know, after my massive burnout, is that I realized that I hadn't been able to give myself, extend myself permission. But it was really as I began to pour through the scriptures and see that, you know, God mandates a Sabbath rest. He talks about, you know, just getting alone with him. And we see numerous examples, or even Jesus, you know, after having a busy day of healing and casting out demons and, you know, all of those things, he got away alone, you know, to pray. When he could have stuck around and continued to heal people, of course, they did find him. If you know the rest of that story, they hunted him down. But it was interesting because he didn't fulfill what their requests were. He said, it's time to move to the next town. And so, you know, I began to see where even Jesus knew how to have boundaries and know, okay, first of all, I need to get away to a desolate place to pray. But then also, it's okay for me to say no, to basically say, I can't, or he could meet all the needs, but I'm not called to meet all these needs.
So the one thing that gets knocked off center, that knocks us completely off of balance in due time, is prioritizing our time with the Lord. And speak to that, because that's step one in your recovery plan.
Yeah, and you know, I've always, I've taught on this subject for many years. I'm headed out of town tomorrow to speak on the topic of Mary and Martha. And one of the reasons I think God keeps leading me back to the passage in Luke 10 of the two sisters is, you know, just to remind your listeners, you've got Jesus is a very important house guest in their home, and Martha was distracted, the Bible tells us, with much, much serving, while Mary had found the one thing needed. She was sitting at the Lord's feet and listening to his teaching. And so I know God continues to remind me of that passage because I have these Martha tendencies where I'm distracted by many things. And so, you know, I like to break down that verse of, you know, what does that really look like to find the one thing needed? And we go back to that picture of Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus, and yet we know Martha is frustrated. She wanted Mary to join her in helping prepare for, fulfill all the things that needed to be done for this, you know, dinner she was preparing or whatever it was, all those duties. And yet she chose instead the one thing needed, or some translations say the good portion. And so we have to realize that is the good portion.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.